Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. Okay, so we're going to start with something that I didn't think we were going to start with today. For the last 3 or 4 weeks, I have not been able to get on to Blog Talk to do the show like I usually do. And there is always something in the way. The headphones aren't working, or the mute's turned on, or Firefox doesn't work anymore, and we have to go through Chrome. I mean, it's just when stuff like this happens in your life, you know you've got a block. Okay? So I'm balanced. Yes. I'm switched. No. I want the highest answer. Yes. The block's with me. No. The block's with Stephen. Stephen, come on, because we're going to work through this. Stephen, come on. Hello. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So we're going to find out what this block is. Hold on. Sheets. Book. Give me a song, dude.
I think it's called California Dreaming.
Yeah, by the Mamas and the Papas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, okay, got it. Basically, that's about, I don't really want to be here. I want to be where I'm dreaming of. Does that make sense in your life right now?
Not in regards to the show.
That's true, not in regards to the show, but in regards to, okay, the highest words are, I don't want to be living the smaller life anymore. I'm ready to live the bigger life. Now, when that comes up, and in different ways it's coming up for all of us guys, because if you're on this show, you're ready to move, and you're breaking through, and you're expanding out into an even larger and a higher and more expansive definition of who you are. Okay? When that happens, and this dovetails into what I wanted to talk about today, we often hit walls. And we hit those walls from places that are accumulation of energy from past, present, and future lives. Pockets of information that we put together that you could call trauma. And the message is, you better not get bigger than this. The only way to push through that is to do it. And, you know, they're showing me Nikes, just do it. I think they had not a clue when they came up with that phrase how progressive they really were. So knowing that we're playing in the bigger arena where we're intending to play, knowing that we're already there will help you break through that wall of resistance. For you, and you really don't have to know what it all is, guys. You just have to know that all of us, over hundreds and thousands of lifetimes, have learned not to live in our power. that we have to pay with something or somehow if we break out and live in the power and the God of us that we are. So we're going to balance that, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. It's all in balance for you now, Stephen, but you on a daily basis, you know, need to start your day by directing, I'm safe and I'm secure, and this is for everybody. I'm safe and secure to be the biggest me and the biggest expression of me that I am. Because you are that already. We're just not allowing ourselves to express it fully. Is there anything else around getting on this show easily? No. All right, Stephen. Thank you for bringing that in.
You're welcome.
Yep. Okay. And again, that's for all of us. And, you know, one of the ways it looks like, guys, is you go so far and you get so much done and then stuff comes to a halt, or you get it and you lose it, or you get it to a certain degree. Okay? We're going all the way. We are going all the way right now. We are in the process of being all the way. We are complete. Okay. So the next thing I wanted to bring up today originally was I'm working with this man who's very, very advanced on the radionics machine that I work with. And it was very interesting. I asked him after we completed developing this program how many times I should run. No, we were working on how long I should run the initial program. And he got 36, I got 13. And he muscle tested it. And the thing he ended up with was my psychic ability was much higher. And he said, that's the right answer for you then, Dee. So the piece of information he gave me was, if you're aware of trauma, like when my younger brother died earlier this year, I was aware that that was trauma. But when trauma happens to you and you're not aware that it's trauma, it can get really stuck in your energy and be the beginning of the creation of dis-ease. Now remember, when we talk about dis-ease, it's mental, physical, spiritual, chemical, cosmic, emotional, or dimensional in any or all of those places. And so, again, do you have to conjure up the dates and what happened and all that? No. But you do have to direct yourself to be ready, willing, and able to release all this, to open the flow, and to live in love. Now, I want to talk about miasms. They're not the same thing, okay? Basically, a miasm, now you remember, and I know this is kind of heady, but I'm saying it as simply, and you can get it. So just know you can get it. You know we're electrical. Our hearts are electrical. Our brains are electrical. A miasm is a mass of energy that's holding information as an electrically encoded mass of dense thought forms. Okay, these negative thought forms are often from other lives and other realities that our soul has experienced. And miasms are thought to be, they're one of the biggest causes of disease. There's many people that believe that no disease sources itself in the physical body, that everything starts in the energy. We know that, but they believe, and they are largely correct, that in truth, all disease has its roots in a miasm. And what is a miasm? It's a mass of thought that has become a part of our electrical system, our brains and our hearts and our souls. Okay? And a miasm exists in the fourth dimension. We're living in the third. Now, I don't want to get any crazier than that, but those of you that are dealing with disease of any kind, we want to be aware of directing the release, the opening, and the letting go of all miasms, okay, that we have accumulated through any time-space continuum. But that's why it's so important that when you direct your energy, you are directing your energy from an integrated place, okay? So that you are integrating all of the yous that exist everywhere, anywhere, to integrate and join the direction that you are clearly doing, okay? So, in other words, a bad electrical coding is created while you are experiencing bad feelings. And these bad feelings are translated into bad memories, and we record them like you record music onto a record player, okay? It becomes an electrical coding in our DNA. We can get rid of that through the direction of energy, okay? And how do we do that? Let's ask the channel, give us a, I am integrating all of me, and I am clearly directing the release and the balancing of all miasms from all time, space, continuums, and dimensions. I am free to create me now and consistently as health, wellness, knowing, and clarity. And so it is. That's my direction. The energy has to follow direction. So it is. Okay. Do you have to use exactly those words? Heck no. Just say, look, I don't want any miasm, so what do I want? I want my energy to be free and clear of any BS that I've put together in any lifetime, any life place continuum. Okay? Cancer, for example, is one of the greatest examples of a miasm in our physical body. Another way that you can help release any miasms is through detoxing your physical body. Look, all of us can pull up our original blueprint for health. So let's do that now. I'm directing me to pull up my original blueprint for health and activate this program now and consistently within all the cells of my body, my brain, my mind, and even the cells of my spirit. Oh, that's interesting. And so it is. Okay, so, you know, we created an intention the first of this year to bring in a lot of information about health and wellness and living in that state. Yeah, and so it is. Make sure you read the e-blast tomorrow, guys. It's been quite a week for me. There's a picture attached that you're for sure going to want to see. But it really shows you, the whole e-blast is kind of a mini lesson in how when you consistently direct your energy over time, and sometimes it takes some time, for you to be ready, willing, and able to follow your direction and allow your direction. But, you know, I've really been focused on getting out, working with the bigger people, doing bigger projects. And I had the great honor this week, along with Gabrielle, we went down and we recorded with John Legend and Alfre Woodard and a lot of really major people what will be kind of the next We Are the World song. And it's all about love and loving yourself. It's going to fund a lot of no-ask buyback gun programs and mental health programs. It was such an honor to be a part of this. And it's because of the work I've done on myself to get back into alignment of working with the big people, respecting them first, and then knowing that they respect me, and playing together as an equal. It was an incredibly exciting week for me in a lot of ways. That was just one of them. So, yeah, you're going to want to read the e-blast tomorrow. Okay, we're going to balance everything, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. All of that brought everything into balance. Can't believe that Creation Station was only a week ago. So much has happened in my life. And can I go to the calls now? Yeah. We're going to start with Bridget talking about Creation Station. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. I am doing the thing that you intended at the beginning of the year. I have information for all of us to share in. Lots happened since I've gotten home from Creation Station. And I work at a global, mostly engineering company, and we had to take mandatory training this week, and it's pushed out at the corporate level. And they do real world issues that were identified and solved. So the gist of it is they had three issues. The presenters of all the issues in an engineering world, in a mostly male-dominated world, women.
One of the
ladies was talking about, they were trying to solve a problem, and what they wanted to do in the solution of the problem was bring joy and ease to the workers. I'm like, wow. Wonderful.
Yeah,
words.
You bet. Wow. You see, that's a sign that we're reaching the 100th monkey with this.
Yes.
Just in time for the election. How great. All right, continue. That's awesome.
The second lady had a bigger issue that they needed to solve on their team. They went wide in the company, all kinds of experts, but they wanted people who could look outside of the box and wanted to include that too. So they chose somebody that she actually said this, brought their inner child to the team.
Oh, gosh. That inner child
curiosity, that was the person who found the problem. Because
yep.
Everybody was so focused on their specialty.
Yep.
So, like I said, I'm in a room with men, and they noticed it was all women. And one person said, well, if only women can solve problems. So at least because these ladies were definitely a balance to me of male-female.
Yeah.
And our high-level execs who are women are still in a male mindset of running the company. So somewhere this is starting to trickle out.
Yep, so, and it's starting because people like people in our community are doing their own work, and we know from Power Versus Force, fabulous book you should all read, that when you hold the frequency, the higher frequencies, you affect thousands of other people. so that
so
they
that
can identify that frequency and move up to it if they choose, right?
Yep.
So
exactly.
That's awesome, Bridget. Thank you for sharing that. Oh,
I
my God,
more.
That's exciting. So exciting to me. Thank you, baby.
Well, I have a little bit more, and I'll make it quick.
Oh, okay.
I got a new piece of information for me going forward with my therapy for my foot ankle issue. So yay there. And for you, Dee, because I know you're bringing this forward, I saw a TV show that reminded me of another author I had heard about. Are you familiar with Dr. Candace Pert? She wrote, amongst other things, Molecules of Emotion.
I am not.
Okay, I'll send that to you because it
okay.
fits right into the body-mind things and how
yes.
all that relates. So I'll send that
hey,
to you.
Hey, you know me. I'm always looking for the next information. I call it in every day, and here
yep.
you are. So, yeah, please send that to me, okay?
Hey, thanks to Antiques Roadshow. Who knew? That's where I got my
But you
thing
see,
to go.
Guys,
hey.
That's the way the universe talks to you if you're aware.
Yep.
Okay?
Exactly.
Just like I said to Stephen, okay, something's up. This cannot and should not be this hard to get on the show every day. So somebody and what Stephen brought in is alive in me and you and everybody.
Yep.
So
exactly.
thank God we stopped. But that's the way, if you're hitting a wall, the universe is saying to you, stop and regroup and disconnect and see what the wall is that you keep hitting. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think I shared with all of you one time we were working on something and okay, am I connected? Because it just said I'm not connected. So I don't know. Everything's squirrely today. But I've still got you, Bridget, right? You're
yes,
on?
Yes, I can hear you, Dee.
Okay, so I must be connected. You know, that we were trying to get to the freedom of viruses, and they kept taking me to my dog, Freedom. Right?
Yeah.
And it took us about 5 minutes to realize that freedom was just a representation for the word that we needed to put with virus, right? So the universe is always talking to you. Start realizing what your language with it is. All right, I got to move on, sweetheart.
Yep,
thank you so much for all that. That was fabulous.
You're welcome.
OMG. Robert, you're on, I hope.
I'm here, Dee.
Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
First, I just want to apologize to Steve and accidentally called him Brian when he was setting me up. So sorry about that.
Okay. I'm sure he's totally fine with that. What's up?
How do I overcome this fear that I have of other people that seems to be contracting whenever I go to expand my creation?
Okay, so you have a fear of other people.
Yes.
When I say that's true, I get a no. Actually, it's the fear of fearing other people. Dear God. Okay, so... This is, they're saying, a good example of a miasm that I talked about at the first of the show. This is accumulated fear from a lot of past lifetimes. And how you do it, how you, quote, get rid of it, because we don't get rid of energy, Robert. We have to redirect it. So, again, you have to call in and integrate all of the yous that's ever existed anywhere and any time and integrate them and direct them. What's the opposite of fear for you, the opposite positive? If you're not in
brave,
fear, you're
bravery.
In what? You're in what?
Pete, I said bravery, but maybe that's more of a resistance. How about calm?
Yes. Okay. Yes. They'll take the word calm, and they'd like to use love also. If you're not in fear of fearing other people, you're in calm and love of accepting other people and seeing them as people who are supporting you. The fear is that you'll be abandoned and won't be taken care of and people won't be there for you. So why should you put yourself out there anyway?
Exactly.
You understand? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So again, guys, we create the world how we see ourselves, how we see the world, and how we see the world seeing us. So you have to be kind of tough love with yourself and start seeing yourself as someone who trusts people. And then you have to look out into the world and see a lot of people who are trustworthy, like me. And then you have to see those people looking at you going, wow, we want to support him in every way. Are you with me?
Yeah, I get that. I think that's helpful.
Okay, but you're not doing it, Robert. So to understand it and not do it, you're not going to get any movement in your life, guys. To know and not to do is not yet to know. So you have to start putting it in practice.
I just found out that I had this fear yesterday. And then when the channel spoke, and then I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm scared that someone's going to accidentally let my dog out the gate. I'm scared, you know, all this, like, random fears. And so, and then I realized that in my creation of the writing of my video blog that I'm always holding back just a little bit.
Well,
and
then the universe.
I'm afraid of judgment.
Exactly, and that's why the universe holds back just a little bit from you.
Because
it's got a mirror. It's got to mirror what you're holding, guys. So that's why self-love and tough love with ourselves is so important, so that we get ourselves into alignment with everything we want. All right, sweetheart?
Okay, so I should just go forward and just say exactly what I want and what I'm expecting, and then if I start to feel a little doubt, just kind of just redirect it into my forward action?
Yes, through love and through knowing that all energy wants to support you. That's really what it's about. Your fear is that other energy isn't going to be there for you.
Right. Okay.
In a positive way. Okay?
So this is just about changing thinking.
Everything is about changing thinking. Because thinking also has feeling attached to it. Every thought has an emotion. We are in the process of spiritually redirecting our brains.
Okay,
that's
I got it.
Okay,
right,
good.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was some good clarity. Thank you. And, boy, it's really slow, but here we go. Susan in Niagara Falls. Hey, I have to send you the picture. Everybody got their beautiful symbol magnets. They were so appreciative. I'm sure you've heard from some people, Susan, right?
No, I haven't heard from anybody.
Oh, well, everybody took your email down, so I'm sure you will. And I have the picture
for you.
That would
be wonderful.
Yeah, they just absolutely loved them.
I love doing those are my favorite. I mean, they just popped to me. I mean, like, I just love them.
That's what
they were a lot of work,
it.
But I'll
every
tell you,
year from now.
They're worth it.
Yeah, thank you for that. That was a beautiful gift. Beautiful.
Okay.
What can we do for you?
Well, here's the thing. I've been testing this, and I said before, I applied to a company to continue driving. I've been there a couple of times. I've called a couple of times. No one's ever gotten back to me. So I'm testing it. Am I supposed to be driving for them? I'm coming up with a no. I had a dream last night. Now, this dream was absolutely amazing. In my dream, I was like decorating, putting out all kinds of little gifts like a little boutique and selling them. And that was like the thing to do, and take my art and just sell that,
Okay. All right, Susan. So first of all, that's not the right question ever, guys. Should I be doing this? That's not ever the right question. The right question is, are you in alignment with doing this? And when I say you are, I get a no. And you're not in alignment because you're going, I don't want all those old experiences that were negative that happened when I'm driving. Now, the second thing is, be careful that you don't set it up so that you get an answer that's going to limit you in any way. There's no reason that you cannot drive and do your art and get all of your stuff out there, Susan. Now, you've been talking about getting your art out there for a long time. It's time to do it. But, you know, guys, this is the game we play with us with ourselves a lot, like when we need money and we're looking for different ways to bring money in, but we don't really for some reason want to do what will bring money in. And so we kind of set it up so that we test that we shouldn't be doing it or this isn't the right thing to be doing. And we play that game with us. If you need to create money, then you have to get yourself in alignment in every way with the creation of money. You have to love money. You have to love making money. And you have to be willing to step out and do what you need to do to make the money. So that means really being aware of everything that's running you financially. And there's still that part of that thing, Susan, that says if I make more money, then I don't get what I'm getting now from the government. And so you're caught.
Yeah, there's a lot of negativity about making money because of if I make – it's very – very confusing because
it's not confusing. No, it's not confusing if you don't allow yourself to get away with shit. So sit down and write down everything that you feel negatively about money, and then right next to it, write it in a positive, because until you get that into alignment, you see, anything that you test or anything that you take action on from that belief system is not going to be successful, whether it's your art or driving the bus or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like driving because it's actually physically painful now.
You see, so subconsciously you're saying, give yourself the message that you're not supposed to be driving this bus because you don't want to drive it.
That's true. I don't want to drive.
Okay. So don't waste any more time. And you have to make some money, so you have to take steps and be tough love with yourself and move forward on what you want to create. Got it?
Okay.
And that goes for all of us, guys. You cannot judge something and successfully create it at the same time. It's not possible because subconsciously and in your brain, you're going, I want it, I don't want it, and that keeps you stuck.
I understand that.
Okay.
But what about the really positive dream that I had? Is that possibility?
Yes, the positive dream is saying get off your tuchus and go do it. But you've been talking about it for a year, baby. You've got to go do it.
Okay. Okay, got it.
All right, goodbye.
All right, bye.
Yeah, that was a lot of really good insight, guys, for all of us. You've got to take action. And before you take action, you've got to get yourself into alignment with taking action, right? To take action and not be in alignment is wasted energy. Sharon in California. Hi, you're on.
Hey. Hi, Dee.
Hi, honey.
What I wanted help around was to see if I have to release any blocks concerning the two gentlemen that had robbed me, and it went through the whole court process, and I got judgments. But the one whose name is Jonathan, that one is seems like a really deep sorrow and a really big trigger somehow. And I would like to collect the money back, but I know that there's something I think that's really big between he and I.
Yeah, it's a big past life thing, Sharon.
Okay.
Actually, you've come in and out of each other's lives. It's funny, in small, major ways, they're saying, in several lifetimes. And the sorrow is that you are moving ahead and learning your lessons, and he's not. That's what
okay.
the sorrow is about. Do not let that be in your way of collecting the money that you are owed.
For sure.
Okay. So, again, guys, and this is one of the things I, in an upcoming e-blast, I just got so frustrated with people going, but how do I do that? How do I do that? How do I do that? You do everything through the direction of energy, guys. So I am directing myself to release him to his own divine I am presence. I am allowing him to create himself. And I am directing me to come into alignment with forgiveness and love and acceptance about everything that's happened in past lives between us. And I direct me to live in the state of love around it all. And now I proceed in this life to create myself. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Sharon?
Yes, it brought a lot of tears.
Well, it's just release, honey. It's just release. And it's also, they're saying, one way that you keep victimizing yourself. It's and to keep victimizing ourselves in any way, guys, is holding us from the expansion and the moving into our greatness and bigness that we're all in the process of doing right now. So no self-victimization is going to help that, right?
Yes, but...
No buts. If you say but, you're disqualifying everything we've already said.
Okay. Yes. I don't know how I'm victimizing myself, except that the only thing I could think of is that I just think about it a lot.
Well, sure, and you're feeling guilty about it.
Yeah.
You're feeling guilty about being abused. Does that make any sense when I say it that way?
No, not at all.
No. And you're, you know, it's a good thing to hold compassion for him. And oftentimes when we hold compassion, we move into guilt in some way and sorrow and victimness for ourselves if the person has acted out against us. And that's not part of the definition of self-love, Sharon. Self-love
right.
is I love myself enough to empower myself, you know, forgive myself, bless myself, and move into the most empowered me I can be. And so it is. Thank you, baby, for calling in. All right, Ms. Emily, in California. What's up?
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
OMG, this show.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to thank you and Stephen for what was brought in at the very beginning. I am breaking through to the big life. And there's so many subjects I could go to. I have a new love interest. I made a decision that I'm moving up to Alaska temporarily for 6 months, and then we'll see. And money, the issue with the missing $380 has not been resolved. It appears that money could be falling off, but I don't think that's the truth. And I would love
Okay, stop right there, because those words are going to help it fall off.
Okay.
See, do you either know or do you not know, Emily?
I know.
Do you know that you're the creation of money?
Yes.
Okay.
In this moment, right now, I choose to know.
Well, and I would put consistently on there, because if you go in and out and in and out and in and out of your knowing, your money's going to go in and out and in and out and in and out on you, period.
That's what's been happening. Yep, got it.
Well,
got it.
And now you know why. Because
yeah.
You're, guys, you can't take the money showing up as your knowing. You've got to be in your knowing so that the money shows up. Look,
yes.
Emily, I'm going through the same thing right now because I've had a great year. I've gone from job to job to job to job to job, right?
Yeah.
And now there's a little bit of a lull. And every time I go into the channel's going, Dee, you're perceiving this as nothing happening. Everything's happening. You're just planting now, so that the next crop is really, really big. So just stay in your knowing. You're planting now. We went over this on another show.
Yep, got it.
So every time you have that doubt, you just go, Emily, that's BS. That's your old story. I know, and I'm clear, and I'm creating fabulous, incredible money that I love, and it just comes from everywhere, and I don't care where it comes from. And I take action to make it, and I also allow it to come into me for no reason at all. I can win it.
Hallelujah.
Somebody can give it to me. Yeah. But, you know, we just limit our thinking about it, and we go in and out of our knowing. And you can't do that, guys. The more you stay in your knowing, the more what you want to create, you create. Got it?
Got it. Yes.
Okay.
And
all
this,
right.
I just want to say this new love interest, it's just the very, very beginning, but this man is so open-hearted. And
beautiful.
I love everything about it. Thank you.
And is
that's
he healthy?
That's a massive, massive creation.
Is
He's
he healthy? Good.
He's healthy.
And is he financially stable?
He is.
Good.
Yeah.
And I get that he respects and honors you big time. So
big
good
time.
Creating, dude. Good creating.
Thank
hey,
you.
And by the way, the channel's yelling at me before I get off. You don't have to give up money or compromise your money in order to be worthy of having this relationship. Guys, we want it all in every area.
Yes.
And oftentimes we think we have to trade something for something else. You don't.
Oh.
So stop it.
Oh, God. Oh, bingo. Got it.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Good.
Thank you. I love you.
You bet. You bet. I love you too. Yeah, that's big for all of us, guys. All of us. We can have it all the time. We're supposed to. And as you believe, it's delivered unto you. So I'd start believing that. Anne in Georgia, you're on.
Hi, Dee. My question's quite different than everybody else.
That's okay.
I spoke with my sister, and she's been working on what you'd given her on self-love and nurturing herself and doing well. Now what's come
good,
up is
good.
She's not heard from her daughter. Samantha Bright is her name that she changed it to, and it's Kimberly Wickham is her original name. And she's not heard from her in years now, and she's just wondering if she's okay and alive.
Yes, she is.
That's what I got.
Absolutely, yes, on both accounts.
Okay, great. That's what I got when I used my pendulum, but
yep.
I told her I would check with you. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Ann.
Thank you.
You know, and tell your sisters and your brothers and your lovers and your cousins, hey, call in, get some information. Karen in Philadelphia, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
I want to just acknowledge you and Stephen and the whole beginning conversation because it was absolutely perfect, and now I know why I got to call in. I'm
great.
Dealing with a
Thank
hip
you.
Injury. You're welcome. I'm dealing with a hip injury, and I have uncovered multiple things that needed to be released, and yet it's still holding on. So I believe there is some other miasm or
there
emotion
is most
trapped.
Definitely. But well,
okay.
It's interesting. The first time you said hip injury, my pendulum goes to no. So hold on. Are we both balanced? Is anybody switched? Oh, can you please claim that you want the highest answer? We're
absolutely,
all, anybody on the show,
positively,
we're, claiming, we're directing
yes.
ourselves that we absolutely only want the highest answers. Okay,
the highest
there we
answer
go.
Is good. Yes.
Now, again, when I, so we're all ready to go now. When I say it's a hip injury,
pelvis?
I don't know. So,
more the
is
pelvis.
There something more definitive that they gave you about what it's about?
It's the left side, and it's my pelvis pubic bone that has, well, it's sort of, it's foot, muscle, pelvis,
yeah.
Hip.
You know, the word they're giving me are ligaments.
Oh.
That, well, and also they're saying, quit saying I have a hip injury because
okay.
that is a continual direction of your energy and your brain to focus on that. Do you understand?
Mm.
I'm going to drum this into you guys. It doesn't
do
make
understand.
Sense in our minds, but you have to claim what you want, not what's apparent.
Yes, and how? And then the trick becomes, how do you speak about you can't do something because, like, I can't even walk up steps with
well,
both
okay.
legs.
Well, okay, so let's
so,
start with, it seems like I have the illusion of a hip injury. And I know that I am the creator of my own body and my health. And I am creating, okay, these are the highest words I'm being given. I am creating my hip to be in flow.
Mm-hmm.
The ligaments are keeping it from flowing. And by the way, your left side, guys, your right side's your power side. Your left side is your feminine creative side.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I think I need to, I do need to go to the body book. Oh, for God's sake, now. I was going to say email me, but they want me to do it now. Hold on. I got to get it. It's right across the room. Hold on.
Okay.
I just do what I'm told. Okay, so we're not going to hip. We're actually going to ligament. Let me see if it's even in here. And these are, you know, kind of big books. So.
Yeah. Yeah, see, and I've been looking up hip, pelvis,
yeah,
foot.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Muscles.
And I don't. I don't see ligaments in here. Okay, so we're going to ligaments, 0 to 100 pages, 100 through 2, 2 to 3, 2 to 2, 50, 50 through 60, 60 through 70, through 80, 70 to 75, 76, 77, 378. Now, those of you that are using the body book, that was a good training for you right there, that oftentimes you do not go to the actual word that you think, or disease that you think you're dealing with. Okay? Here, here, here. I don't wanna. They have an intense ambivalence about the generative, which is an interesting word around the pelvis, generative, creative function. Okay, they have an intense ambivalence, like, I don't want to go there, right? Or I don't, it's not about caring, it's about, well, it's about, that's why the first of the program really hit you. I have an intense not wanting to go there around my, about generating my creative function. What creative function are you trying to generate right now? Like Susan is wanting to generate her artwork out into the world. What are you wanting to create right now in your life?
Start doing my spiritual multiversal shaman work again.
Yep. See, and that's all your left side stuff. So what's the fear of jumping back in and doing this, of stepping out, walking up into the light? You talked about the stairs. You see, that's the way the universe is talking to you. I'm trying to go up, and I can't.
Yeah.
Okay.
18 years of doing it exhausted me mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Because you thought it had to.
So how do I...
You know the belief always comes first. Somebody taught you that. A lot of spiritual teachers teach you, oh, my God, be careful, protect your energy, you know, you can totally wear your... not in my life, and not in my... I'm telling you, the more I do this work and release all those fears and old beliefs, the more energy I have. People work with me and they go, my God, you have more energy than a 30-year-old.
Right.
But you've got to know that that belief is true for you. Okay, Karen?
Yeah, I think that's an old miasm, I believe.
It's not a miasm, but it is a very old belief system. And it's genetic, by the way. It was passed down to you genetically.
That's what
I kept getting going on to. So redirect
it,
you know. And by the way, guys, you know, again, you are the director of your energies. So if you get up one day and you know the feeling, oh, my gosh, I feel like I'm almost at the wall. Who has the right to go, you know what, I need to take a week off and not do any sessions? You have the right to do that. You have the right to choose. You have the right to keep yourself in balance. You're the only one that has the right and the power to do that. But the belief was, and it was some big teacher you had, and it sure as hell wasn't me, that this is going to drain you.
I don't think it was this lifetime either.
That's a true statement. It was not in this lifetime.
Right.
But the memory of that is still there, and that's what you want to redirect.
Okay.
Okay? Anything
good.
Else?
Good.
Great.
I've seen that.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And ask your doctor about ligaments, will you?
Yeah, I've been seeing someone, so maybe we can function. We work muscle, nerve, and
work the ligaments. And you can work the ligaments and direct the ligaments to, hold on, expand and be more fluid. Well, my pendulum's going, it's really big, yes. And just, you know, send your light down there and tell your ligaments to expand and be more fluid. Okay? Thank
Absolutely.
You, honey.
Thank
Dear
you.
God, what a show, you guys. Okay, so we're going to balance everything we talked about today. We're invoking the symbol, which represents the formula. When we invoke those, it neutralizes all but the truth around what we've talked about. We're calling in the violet flame and the golden light, which washes out and cleans out everything and prepares the space for the new direction. Okay? We've already done our directions. We are claiming flow. We are claiming knowing. And we are absolutely directing all miasms from all time, space, continuums, and dimensions. We're integrating all of us into directing the release and the easy flow and diminishing of all miasms. I am the God of me that works with my energy in balance and in knowing to create everything I want to go as far as I can go in the creation of me and my empowerment. And so it is. Say it with me, guys, until we meet again. I love me. Come on. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.